and it contains his will for my life. Now point to yourself and say, I will do, as 2 Timothy 2 and 15 states. It's a choice, so say, I will study to show myself approved unto God so that I can be a worker for God who won't need to be ashamed, but I'll be able to rightly divide this word because it's God's truth. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we call it forth by faith, and all of that in agreement said amen. Now bow your head as I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. Father God, we're so ingratiated by this time that we find in your presence. You're an awesome God and a wonderful Savior and Redeemer. Father God, right now I yield myself to you. Use my earth suit and use my vocal cords, my hand, my feet, every demonstration that you see fit on today to bring honor and glory to your name. You're such an awesome, holy, worthy God. These your people have come out to hear the engrafted word of God. So anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet and allow me to speak forth the oracles of truth in a way that they can understand. And for you say, if any man or woman speak, let them speak as of the oracles of truth. Open their minds to creative wisdom, Father God. Illuminate their hearts so that the revelation of the seed, the revealing, the uncovering, that you want to be known and shown about a seed sown can become a reality in their life. Father God, I covet to give you and you alone all of the honor, all of the glory, all of the power, the praise and adoration for what will be done in this house by your spirit. And all that in agreement said,
amen.
Amen. As you all know, Elder and I, on last week, we began to teach a message called Bringing the Honor Back, or Bringing Back the Honor, or Bringing Honor Back. And the reason we did that, because we saw honor had left the church for so many people. Some of the teenagers today, they've given their phones. Some of them have not because they have Bibles on their phone. And we started off honor with bringing it back to its original root. First of all, honoring God and loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, our mind, soul, and strength. Then we went on to say to honor your parents. And we said, honor your parents in the Lord. If you honor your parents in the Lord, the Bible gave you a promise that you will live a long time and that it will go well with you. Well, today we're going to show you how to honor God in a different way. Honoring God means you bring glory to his name and you bring respect and adoration to his name. But today we want to teach you how to honor God with your seed. Say with my seed. Say with my finances. Now, before we get started, I want to ask you all a question. And Elder, I'm going to need you to help me because this is too loud. I need this cut down, please. Sorry, I'm on the tape saying it. What I want you all to do for me today is I want to ask you all a question. If you believe, everybody look at me. If you had in your mind and you believe this, you believe, hey, I believe that if I saw a duck in the water and I stroked the duck 3 times that I could be a Christian, does that mean that's true? If you said, I believe that if I drew a line on the ground and poured some red food color on it, and pretended it was the blood of Jesus and that could get me saved, is that true? It's true to you because you think it, but is it a reality that would get you saved? The Bible says in Psalms 107:20 that God has sent his word to heal us and deliver us from everything that would hold us bound. If we have gone to the doctors and the doctors have given us medicine to treat a symptom and we still find ourselves sick and we say, well, what I'm going to do is drink a fifth of whiskey and that'll make me feel better. Is that true according to the word? I'm going to go over to somebody's house and I'm going to let them cut all my hair off. Is that true according to the word? No, because God gives a prescribed order in the word to get everything that you need, that you want for him, from him, the way that he said to get it. Now, the things I said were ignorant, stupid, and they were preposterous. But a lot of people live their life that way, and God does not want them to live their lives that way. So when we start talking about giving, you might have a way that you think is right, but God's way is right. If you are a true Christian today, the way that you came to be a Christian is either you called upon the name of the Lord and he saved you, or you did Romans 10:9-10, which says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you would be saved. If you are a true born-again Christian, you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ based on what God said it took to save you. You didn't give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ based on an assumption of what you feel it took to get saved, because if you did, you would not be a born-again believer on your way to heaven. Amen? I said the same thing with healing. The doctors are in agreement with your healing. If you're sick and you want to be healed, you don't go to the doctor unless you believe that they're in agreement with your healing. Then you use the word when the doctors have exhausted all their resources, and you use the word of God. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement that brought my peace was upon him. So by his stripes I'm healed. And then I say that to I believe it, because Romans 10:17 says, but we know that faith cometh by and hearing the word of God. I don't reiterate that I'm sick, that I'm sick. No, I reiterate that by the stripes of Jesus that I'm already healed. And if I have to take a pill, I'm going to take the pill and say I'm healed, because the natural and the spiritual are working together. Now, the phenomenon of truth that God wants you to get a revelation, a revealing, an unfolding, and an understanding on is this is what the word of God tells us. The word of God tells us what it takes to be saved, to be born again. And God isn't going to change his way, because Psalms 119 and 89 says, forever, O God, your word is already what? It's established, meaning it is settled. God has made up his mind that this is the way that things are going to be done. So then what we have to do is we have to ask God, God, transform and renew my mind. Begin to brainwash me from the old concept and way of thinking when I was a sinner, and put your super on my natural so that you can transform my mind and I begin to think your thoughts after you. Well, with giving, it's the same way. Many people can easily take what the word says on salvation. They can shout and run and speak in tongues and jump. Then they can take what the word says on healing, because that's something for them. But then God gets you in covenant agreement for your financial situations. And a lot of people, their thoughts just go out of the door. The Bible says where a man treasures, that's where his heart should be also. When your money is with whatever ministry you are and helping build the kingdom of God, God knows that your heart is with him. So God has a way that he wants to establish you and he wants to set you up. So today we're going to have to learn.